Don't adjust your radio. You are listening to the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report. We are so excited to be back with you, bringing you the latest news on what's going on in the entertainment genre with no gossip. New movie on DVD that you can rent right now, Tron Legacy. High-tech motion picture unlike anything you've ever seen. Immerse yourself in the digital world of Tron as Flynn sends out secret signals from an amazing digital realm. Check it out on Blu-ray and DVD. Also, The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest, Stone, I Love Philip Morris, Johnny Test, and more on Redbox. Go check it out. Also, Beyonce is no longer managed by her dad, Matthew Knowles. Of course, we know it's still good in the Knowles camp, but business is business. And when we talk about business, there's many people asking the question about what's going on with T-Mobile and AT&T. Technically, AT&T bought out T-Mobile. We will keep you up to date with what's going on and how that will affect you as a consumer and a mobile media marketer. So stay tuned with that as well. This weekend, we will be at the Roadway Inn doing a freelance photography workshop. That's right, that's April the 9th, 10th, and 11th. A three-day interactive workshop. 3 days. Those of you that come to the workshop will be able to spend 3 days with me in shooting in your style, but you'll get tips directly from me for 3 days. We'll be working on you shooting with your camera, dialing in, learning how to do the business of photography the ethical way. And as we talk about ethics, we will be the following weekend. We'll be in Anaheim at the Marriott Hotel in Anaheim. I'm presenting Saturday the 16th at 1 o'clock. Very special session down there. And check this out. I'm trying to prepare my audiobook. They don't know, but I'm giving away free versions of my audiobook right there at the seminar. For those of you that are there in Anaheim, I will be handing out those secretly. So I'm excited to be giving back to the community and doing my thing. I'm grateful. I'm also grateful for all of my affiliates, the station you're hearing this on, whether it's your cell phone, FM radio, satellite over in other countries, Japan. Thank you very much. Hot Mix 106. Shout out to you, Swerve Radio, Katie Handyman. Oh, we're excited. And, of course, Jeffrey Henderson and Centuria Green, Burbank, California, Hollywood, California, East Coast, Mad Max Pro Flow for Show Radio in Ohio. Yes, I know where all of my affiliates are. Louisiana, all over Louisiana, Florida, we love you, appreciate you. And here's some other news you need to be kept up on as well. One of the keys is some of the ocean was contaminated in Japan, and some of that water has been affecting and moving towards the Pacific Ocean. We're hoping that they can get that problem fixed, cleaned up, and those of you that want to donate to that earthquake and tsunami over in Japan, just contact the Red Cross and donate through the Red Cross. We're excited and we appreciate that. And we definitely always shout out to all the troops that serve this country so diligently, and all the changes that are being made. We appreciate you to all the troops, and I always try to support as much as I can. And again, troops, we do appreciate you. Facebook is going through some more changes. Twitter's going through some more changes, folks. Stay tuned. Stay up. Come to that freelance workshop this weekend. We got a couple of seats left, but we want to thank you for listening. God bless you all. And again, thank you to Julia Dudley and her group over at 88.1. God bless you all. That's right. We want to say again, Julia Dudley Najib, the group at 88.1 KFSR, we appreciate you. And KFCF, we appreciate you. And of course, we have got so much going on, and we should have Robert Ferguson on the phone. Robert, are you with us?
I am with you 100%.
Man, it is good to have you on the show. I got other people trying to call in. They must have heard because my phones are lighting up right now, man. This is all over the place. Everybody, this is Ken McCoy Radio. We have Robert Ferguson on the phone. Robert is an author. He was the trainer for The Contender. He has a book out about dieting, but I want him to tell you about it. So I need everybody to tune in. Stay tuned. We got people trying to call us, Robert, but we're not going to take their calls because we want you to get your information out, and we want it out right now, Robert. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, well, you know, the name of the book is Diet Free for Life, and the book is 100% about how we can basically lose weight without giving up the foods that we have a relationship with. So
a relationship.
That means that you can – yes,
I like that.
You can still have that mac and cheese and reduce your waistline.
See, now this is important because, Robert, tell everybody your background.
Well, I'm a clinical nutritionist, a fitness specialist. I have a master's in counseling psychology. And I guess my tagline is that most people refer to me as the people's fat loss coach because I represent the people, right?
That's right. That's right. That's right. I like that.
And what I've learned over the years is that if you're going to lose weight, right, if you're going to lose weight, then you have to meet a person where they are. That means you want to meet them culturally, economically, educationally, meaning that I don't want to walk away from the foods that I relate to and the foods that I actually can afford to lose weight. Because once I lose the weight, which a lot of programs can get you to lose the weight, what happens is your environment sucks you back in, and the reality of the life you live pulls you back in, and that next family reunion comes about, and you're back to eating what you ate that caused you to gain the weight. So my theory and methodology is, look, I'm going to show you how to lose the weight eating the same foods that cause you to gain the weight, but you're going to do it in a way where, yes, you're satisfied, and it's not a little bit. You're going to eat good amount of food. However, you're going to reduce your waistline, and since you never deprive yourself, then why would you ever gain the weight back?
And that's awesome. And the key for this is listening to an expert with his master's. He's not just some guy that just says, oh, I worked out back in the day, and now I'm going to give you my opinion. Robert, you know what I'm saying? And I commend you, Robert, on this because you were – the television industry used you as a consultant, and you were dealing with Oscar De La Hoya and Sugar Ray Leonard on The Contender. Is that right?
Right. Well, Oscar wasn't on The Contender. Sugar Ray was. You know, a lot of my other clients, like your Fernando Vargas's, your Stevie Forbes.
I was with Fernando Vargas about a couple of months ago. Yes, indeed.
Okay, well, I was the guy to help Fernando get that second part of his career where he went on to make, you know, $10-plus million more. Sergio Moore, I helped make the weight eating chocolate every day so that he could become a world champion when he beat Vernon Forrest, the late, great Vernon Forrest. And, again, it's one of those things where in the world of boxing, you can't make the money unless you make the weight. And
that's
the
right.
Same thing that works for them is the same thing that works for my mom, everyone else's mom, and the average Joe Blow.
So let me ask you, Robert, what is the secret? Summarize your book. What is the secret of eating what you want to eat? What's the secret? If you were to capsulize it, what's the secret?
Well, the first secret is really getting your mind right, because you can't get your body tight unless you get your mind right.
Well, once you... Now, you know that's my slogan. Right now. I like that. I like that. See, I knew this was going to be a good show. I knew it. I told everybody, you got to hear this show. And it's so funny because I've had people hitting me up all over Facebook and Twitter saying, where, when, how. So you say get your mind right to get your body tight. What else?
Right. So, I mean, at the end of the day, that's where it all starts, right? And everybody knows that. But when it comes to food, my entire science and methodology is all based on you eating the foods in the right combinations, the right amount, and the right intervals, meaning you don't allow your blood sugar levels to go too high, which makes it diabetic friendly, and you don't want your blood sugar levels to go too low, meaning I get to eat all day. So every 2 to 3 hours, I have people eating a meal or a snack, and they're dropping 200, 290 pounds eating chicken fried steak and chili rellenos and quesadillas and bread at every meal. So you don't give up your favorite foods. There's no gimmicks. It's backed by a lot of nutrition science, and it works.
And you, again, folks, again, this is Robert Ferguson. You know what? And this gentleman has a master's in this. So it's not, like I said before, on the Ken McCoy Radio Show, we bring you people that's going to uplift and motivate you. This is a positive show, and Robert definitely is bringing the pain when it's talking about diet and eating right and eating what you want to eat. Now, Robert, let me ask you a question that this has come up so many different times. Body cleansing. Give us your interpretation of body cleansing.
Well,
internal.
I mean, it's interesting that you asked that because I'm a big believer and fan of natural ways of giving both your colon and your liver an opportunity to be cleansed. So I have a product actually called the Detox Drop. So I'm a big believer in it. However, I do believe and know for sure that there are healthier ways of doing a cleanse versus extremely unhealthy ways.
Okay.
And most of the detoxes and cleansing products that are out there are very unhealthy, meaning they don't take into consideration your metabolism as far as making sure during that cleanse you're getting an adequate amount of protein. And the reason you want an adequate amount of protein is because you will lose muscle if you don't. And when you lose muscle, you slow your metabolism and you prepare yourself where you're more likely to find yourself in a nursing home when you get older. And most people in nursing homes, they're there not because of dementia. They're there because they don't have the muscle strength to get off the sofa by themselves, so they need to be assisted. And so these cleanses and a lot of these diets that are based on deprivation, they're doing so much harm. I mean, it just blows my mind that people aren't screaming. Like, people in my field aren't out there screaming and picketing to look out for the best interests of the people. And part of that reason is because a lot of the people in my field are battling with weight themselves. So, again, if you focus on deprivation, no matter what it is, it's going to set you up to fail at one point or another. And I do believe that we want to take the time to cleanse our body, and that's just giving your body the opportunity to come back to what we refer to as homeostasis.
Yes, yes, yes.
The body will heal itself if you give it ample time to do so.
Okay, so there's two kinds of cleansing. There's one way that's unhealthy. What is your way, the detox drop? Tell us about that.
Well, drop it like it's hot, baby. Drop it like it's
there he goes. Folks, it's Ken McCoy Radio. Robert Ferguson is killing it, y'all. He's killing it with healthy.
Drop it like it's hot. Well, you know what? I'm a big believer that, see, detox literally means, and even people in the world of recovery sometimes misunderstand this, but detox literally means to remove yourself from a toxic environment or not to consume what is considered toxic. And once you do that, then you're in a position where you can cleanse. And cleansing is the same as when you take a bath. The water will cleanse you, but you then use tools like soap to actually help get the dirt off. So what I do is I give you the opportunity to detox, and we call it the drop because people tend to do it because they want to drop some pounds. But you detox healthfully in a way where you're getting an adequate amount of calories, but yet you're using tools like supplements like aloe vera juice and cascara sagrada. You're using these tools to help cleanse both your colon and your liver. And that is a healthy way of doing it.
That's awesome. Awesome. Now, what about an exercise regimen in collaboration with the diet?
Well, you know what? Again, meet people where they are. So, like in my book, Diet Free for Life, what we focus on is I have people take a four-question quiz. And in that four-question quiz, I actually then position them to get on one of five different tracks. And they're color-coded tracks, meaning if you're someone who's had, you know, gastric bypass or you had knee replacements and you can barely walk, you haven't exercised in years, then I have a program and a plan for you. If you're an elite athlete and you feel that, hey, I need to be tested, then I got something for you, right?
So. Bring it. Robert says, come in all forms. I got you.
That's the secret. You want to take out judgment. You want to meet people where they are so that everyone has, like, a platform to go to the next level. And that's one of the biggest problems with a lot of your typical and traditional diets is that they're all designed to preach to you one person's way of thinking when it comes to food and exercise. My thing is, look, everybody has what they like. You know, it's kind of like when I first found myself experiencing some unwanted weight gain, okay. I was in a position where I didn't know where to go. And so a person explained to me, hey, eat wild salmon and asparagus. Well, I had never seen asparagus before. It looked like little trees on my plate.
Yes.
And then I'm looking at the salmon. I'm like, I never ate that before. I grew up eating catfish, and it wasn't broiled or baked. So, I mean, you got to meet people where they are. You got to show them how to make it work. And that's what I mean by meeting them culturally. You know, if I go to someone who's Italian, I'm not going to take away their pasta. I'm going to show them how to eat pasta. If someone's Chinese and from a cultural standpoint, they're used to eating rice, you know, first thing in the morning, at night, et cetera, then I'm going to show them how to make that work. So, again, meet people where they are. No judgment. So no judgment zone. And guess what? You still lose the weight. So you can drop the pounds like Bonnie Legal, who actually went from, you know, high 270s down to 160-something eating chicken fried steak at least once a week. So she didn't give up anything. I mean, she got delivery pizza. She ate the food that she wanted. Same as my mom who lost over 100 pounds. She didn't eat chicken breast. She ate chicken wings. So it's just a matter of learning how to make it work.
So can you give us a hypothetical day for a person in between the ages of 27 and 47? How many times a day can they eat? And give us an example of what could they eat? And
well,
still,
it all begins with you waking up in the morning, right? So we're going to eat breakfast, and if you can't stomach that at first, you're going to eat a snack. And then it depends on where you live. So some of us may wake up in California, and we're going to have oatmeal, so for a hot cereal. If I'm in the Midwest, it could be cream and wheat. If I'm over in Atlanta, then I'm going to have my grits. Again, right?
Meet them where they are, okay.
Exactly, meet them where they are. You know, and I've been to Jackson, Mississippi, where you get up there and you say, hey, everybody, let's talk about oatmeal. And everyone looks at you like you're crazy because grits is what resonates with most people there. So that would be my fast carb, for instance, and then I would have maybe a side of eggs. That would be my protein. So eating those together is going to actually help keep my body or put my body in fat-burning mode. That's a good, easy, basic breakfast. Or I could have two slices of toast with some eggs or maybe two slices of toast with two strips of bacon, which would be my protein. So once you get the basics of combining fast carbs, protein, slow carbs, you got it. Then after that, about 2-3 hours later, you're going to eat a snack.
And the snack could
be anything that you want to eat on. As long as it ranges in the caloric range of 100 to 200 calories for a woman and 100 to 300 calories for a man. So you could literally have your snack could be a Snickers bar. It could be a Twix bar. It could be something organic. It could be something highly processed. Again, it doesn't matter to me. I just give you the guidelines.
Got it.
And
that's
you figure
right.
out what works. So for me, I just had a snack, which was corn nuts.
Okay.
Most people would say, corn nuts? Absolutely. Right?
That's it.
And then 2 to 3 hours later is lunchtime. Maybe you want a burger. See, and this is where we get in trouble. If you wanted a burger and you went over to Carl's Jr. or Hardee's or Wendy's and you got your burger, the two slices of bread is your fast carb. The portion of protein is your meat, whether it's chicken, turkey, you know, whatever, fish, you got your patty. Those together with your lettuce and tomatoes and onions, those are slow carbs. And then you throw in your condiments, you know, mustard, mayo, et cetera, to give it the flavor and the savor. That's a meal. Now, if you have that burger with fries, you're going to add inches to your thighs. You follow me?
I got you.
Okay.
I got you, man. Go ahead. I'm with you.
Because the fries is a fast carb. So whenever you consume two full portions of a fast carb, from a hormonal standpoint, you shift your body into a position where it's more likely to store fat. But if someone told me, like I had a client who was at In-N-Out Burger, which is popular right here in California, right?
Yes, it is.
He's over at In-N-Out Burger. He texts me, goes, hey, man, I'm at In-N-Out Burger. What should I eat? My question was, do you want fries? And then his response was, yeah. I said, well, have a lettuce wrap, because then you got the lettuce wrapped around your patty. So now you don't have a fast carb as far as the bread, and you have room to have your fries. And he was like, got it, and he made it work. So, again, once you have the knowledge, knowledge is power, and you act on it.
I like that. And, you're talking about, folks, this is Ken McCoy Radio. Robert Ferguson's telling you how to diet better. Tell us about your book again, Robert, and tell us how they can get your book.
Well, the book is Diet Free for Life, and it's available at my website, which is dietfreelife.com, or you can get the book in stores, you know, where books are sold. Amazon has great specials on it. But when they get it at my website, then they get additional information where, you know, I'm able to provide them with additional guidance and kind of help.
That's great.
grab by the hand and really take them to where they want to be.
That's absolutely great. Now, let me ask you something, because you seem to have the persona for public presentation. Are you doing workshops around the country?
I do quite a few workshops. My main gig, I guess, in life is motivational speaking or inspirational speaking.
Good.
So I travel quite a bit doing that. And right now we're in the position where we're actually in preparation now to begin filming a documentary that is going to change how people look at food and how we understand obesity. It's going to change everything. And I got Leslie Small, who is a quite credible director, and he's also going to be a co-executive producer on this show. I'm telling you, it's going to change everything. So it's 6 months of filming, and when it rolls out, it's definitely going to be talk-aboutable.
Yeah, and obesity is a very major, major cause of bad health. Everybody knows that, and, you know, people hide behind it. They hide the subject. They hide the topic because some people, like you said, knowledge is power. They don't know how to deal with it. We'll be right back with Robert Ferguson. More from Robert Ferguson right after this brief commercial because he's giving you the knowledge. We'll be right back right after this. Stand by, Robert.
Henderson's Cadillac, located at 940 East Compton Boulevard, Compton, California. New pre-owned vintage Cadillacs, insurance collisions, repairs, welcome. Ask for Jeffrey Henderson's operations manager at 310-594-2097. That's 310-594-2097. Complete Automotive Center. If you had an accident in your car and the repairs are over $5,000, we'll give you a free rental car up to 5 working days. That's a free rental car up to 5 working days. That's Henderson's Cadillac, 940 East Compton Boulevard, Compton, California. That number again is 310-594-2097. That's 310-594-2097. Or you can hit us on our website at www.thejeffreyhendersonshow.com. That's www.thejeffreyhendersonshow.com. That's Henderson's Cadillac for all your service needs. That number again is 310-594-2097. 310-594-2097.
Hi, I'm Ken McCoy. Some of you have heard me on Ken McCoy Radio and the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report. Well, now I'm inviting you to check out my new ebook available on Lulu.com. It's called The Right Angle. I've spent over 30 years in photography photographing everyone from dignitaries, celebrities, presidents, different self-directed assignments in the photographic realm. I have had to use print choices in that realm, and of course I chose to shoot from the right angle, not only photographically but being the right type of person for the right type of environment. I've been blessed to do what I do, and I'm excited to share this information for the first time ever in my new book, The Right Angle. It has chapters such as Faith and Frustration, Making It Happen, Media 101 Today, Even the Inspirational Need Inspiration, and Preparation Reduces Perspiration. Check it out. It's got some funny stories in it, of course, in photography, and some that are serious. Check it out, The Right Angle. I'm Ken McCoy.
And we are back with Robert Ferguson, Diet Free for Life. Robert is giving you tips as to how you could diet free for life, right metabolism, meeting the person where they are with their particular health needs in terms of what your goals are. He says it starts in the mind. What other tips can you tell our listeners, Robert?
Well, you know what? One of the best tips is that, especially if you're looking at helping your kids, is set the precedence, which means let's be the leaders, because kids always do what they see their parents do, not so much what we tell them. And if you are walking it out, I believe that that is a very easy way to actually impact your child so that they're less likely to fall prey to the diet mentality and all the negatives that come with battling with your weight as an adult. And we know through data and statistics and research that if one parent is overweight, then a kid is 40% more likely to be overweight as an adult. And if both parents are overweight or obese, then the child is 80% more likely to be overweight or obese as an adult. So we need to win first, and that's how you actually reverse the cause when it comes to the kids.
Yeah, they see that, and then they say, well, if dad is kicking back and eating chips and just sitting around watching TV all day, just sitting around, and just not, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they say, well, if dad's doing it, I'm going to be like dad or mom or whatever. And no physical fitness, no moderation in junk food. I understand what you're saying, and I want the listeners to hear that. That's what this is all about. And Robert Ferguson has his master's. He wrote a book, Diet Free for Life, and he's a motivational speaker. He's a trainer and an advisor and a consultant in this whole genre of fitness and diet. Right, Robert?
That's right, and we're getting the word out, and I appreciate you giving me a chance to share with your listeners. And I don't want the listeners to run. Don't turn. Don't leave us, because I'm talking about, you know, a topic, or I'm going to a place where maybe sometimes we look in the mirror and we feel bad that's where we are, and we haven't done a good job as a parent as far as taking care of ourselves. But the good news is once you start taking care of yourself as a parent, then that automatically demonstrates to your child that they can be a winner no matter what, that you overcame something that was manifested in front of them. So when you're overweight and you succeed and then you live out the rest of your life being as healthy as you possibly can,
yes,
then
yes,
that right there is going to positively impact your child. And not just now, but when they sit down at 45 and they start reflecting and wondering, man, I wonder why, you know, I actually take the time and take care of myself and I eat a certain way, they may then remember that it goes back to when they were 11, when they watched mom or dad take control of their waistline, and as a result of that, they expanded their lifeline. And so it's a win-win across the board.
Folks, you're listening to Robert Ferguson bringing you tips as to how to be healthier, diet free for life. Dietfreeforlife.com, is that correct, Robert?
Yes, sir.
See, this is what we do on Ken McCoy Radio, bring you motivational people to help you. We do not do gossip. We do not do negative information. This is a positive show with positive people bringing you great, great products that will help your life. Diet Free for Life, I'm going to suggest that you go pick it up. You can go right to his website first, get a better project on his website. Go to dietfreeforlife.com. You'll get some other tips there that you cannot get at the bookstores. Otherwise, if you're out and about, get it on the bookstore. Robert, you know, okay. I want to thank you. I want to thank you, man, for your time. And I want you to keep me up to date on your documentary. You know what I mean? Now, are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter, and it's under Diet Free Life.
Diet Free Life.
We'll definitely check in with you.
Got it, man. Well, you know what? We appreciate you, man. Thank you, all the listeners. I'm sure they're going to appreciate it because I definitely had somebody ask about the cleansing. So I wanted to make sure that we got that out because that was very important. And I want to thank you for your time. And, buddy, you know we want to have you back on.
All right. Hey, I appreciate your time, man. And God bless you and take care.
God has blessed me and bless you too, man. Keep up the good work, the good motivational work, and keep eating those grits in moderation. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Robert Ferguson, Diet Free for Life, came on the Ken McCoy Radio Show, bringing it, and it was awesome. It was absolutely awesome, and I'm thankful that we had him on the show. You know, you're talking about, you know, people are talking about cleansing. He told you to do eating in moderation. You can eat the right things, but you do it in moderation. You don't have to really go out spending a lot of money to diet. If you do it in moderation, eat the right combinations of food. And that was strictly awesome. Robert Ferguson, Diet Free for Life is the name of his book. Dietfreeforlife.com is the website. Look him up. Again, he has his master's in this background. In his background, he has a master's, of course. He was the trainer for the show on NBC called The Contender, which Sugar Ray Leonard was involved. So the guy knows what he's talking about, and we appreciate him coming on our show. Man, there's so much going on, and I want to say to the Orozco family that's headed to Florida, I want to say God bless you, and it was great meeting you, and I definitely look forward to hearing how it worked out for you in Florida. Keep your head up. Keep smiling. You will do well. Just don't be afraid to give them your A game. And we want to thank everybody on Facebook for tuning in and Twitter and MySpace and all the social media sites for bringing this. But again, we had Robert Ferguson on. He did a great job. A lot of tips he brought us, and we appreciate that as well. This weekend, we are doing a freelance photography workshop at the Roadway Inn from 9 to 2. Then it's a 3-day workshop. So go to photoaccess.blogspot.com to get that information, or you can send me an email directly here. We'll get you that information, but it's awesome. We want to thank everybody for their time and thank you for your energy. Stay positive. Put a smile on your face. It'll make you feel better. God bless, and thank you for listening to Ken McCoy Radio.